For the second time this century, Venus is making its way across the sun. Alaska and Hawaii are among the best spots in the world to view the transit, and in Anchorage, hundreds of people are lining up behind telescopes to see it, including an astronomer at the University of Alaska. APRN's Wendy Jonasson reports.
On the top floor of a three-story parking garage in the middle of campus, Dr. Andy Puckett, his students, and visitors from as far as Mexico City are setting up telescopes for a free public viewing. But you wouldn't expect duct tape to be involved.
We're putting a filter on here so that when people look into it, because we don't have a fancy sun funnel for this one.
Puckett is duct taping special filters to telescopes to protect viewers' eyes from UV light. These are not high-powered telescopes, and Puckett says that's not necessary for this event.
A half dozen telescopes up here, some of which are ours that we dug out, some of which are, one of which is actually mine from home. They're all relatively small. They're all just a few inches in diameter, actually. A student worker of mine is rolling out the big 8-inch right now, which is the biggest one that we're going to have.
Even if you can't make it to a special viewing, Puckett says you can see the Venus transit anywhere you can see the sun, but he recommends protective eyewear.
We will see a black disk on the sun that is about 1/30th the diameter of the sun. The little black dot of Venus will be just on the limit of what the human eye can see. It will move in a straight line across the sun for about 7 hours.
The last time this happened was fairly recent, 2004, but the next time won't be for over a century. So why would anyone care about a little black speck moving across the sun? Puckett has thought about that a lot.
My 5-year-old daughter, the next time this happens, would be 110 years old. So just think, the next time this happens in the year 2117, an entirely new population of humans, almost no one who is alive today, will see it. And I think people, it snaps people out of their daily, weekly, monthly, yearly planning. We can't think past a couple of years into the future. And this is, 105 years before it will happen again.
Puckett says an event like this makes us realize how short our lives are compared to the grander time scales of the universe. And how often do you get a chance to have that kind of experience? In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Jonasson.